It's Elf's Elite Eight.
Thank you, announcer voice guy. Good Sunday morning to you. You got the Mark Elfenbein Show every Sunday, 7 to 9 on 103.3 FM ESPN. Yes, you can follow on Twitter at IMElf. Yes, you can follow on, is it Instagram? I think it's Instagram, at Elf Bacon. Couldn't come up with another name. So Elf Bacon, and then if you want to do the Facebook thing as well, that's fine. Coming up at about 8:11, we'll get back inside the Cowboys huddle with a peek at the Bill Parcells special. Didn't know if anybody had seen that, The Last Ride, which was absolutely unequivocally spectacular. Mr. Derek Eagleton and the whole gang, they just do phenomenal work. And that was out of sight. And we'll dig into that about 8:11. 8:31, we have some useless baseball nuggets. Boy, there is some wacky stuff going on in the world of baseball right now. And then, of course, we'll taste the soup before we say goodbye for the show. But we are, okay, so do you guys do fantasy football?
I did last year. I did not do so hot.
Okay, sad.
No, I do not play fantasy football.
Okay, and I'm normally not a fantasy football player. Back, oh God, 15 some odd years ago, there was a place called the Ultimate Sports Grill, and the guy that was the owner there used to put on a fantasy football league. And I was with some guys, and they were, hey, you want to play? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't have time to, you know, do all the stuff that you guys do. And I said, look, here's my money. Just tell me how we did. And, you know, the year would end, and they go, oh, yeah, you know, we won first place. Here's your $20 or whatever. But I just, it was just hard for me to keep up with. You know what? Here's the one reason why. I don't watch the game the same. I find if I'm playing any kind of fantasy sport, I'm not watching the game like I normally watch the game. I'm watching players, and I don't like that.
I totally agree with you, and that's the reason why. I think fantasy football is great for regular football fans or, like, fringe football fans because it gives you a reason to watch. I don't need a reason to watch football. I watch football anyways, so I don't need to watch a game. I'll watch Browns versus, I don't know,
Bengals, whatever.
For no reason. I'll watch it.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, like I said, I love my football, and I'm not a hater with fantasy football by any means. I just have a tough time, you know, watching the game like I normally watch the game because I'm like going, oh, wait, okay, I know my team is winning, but I need this guy on the other team to score touchdowns so I go in my league.
You ever have any funny fantasy football team names? That's always my favorite part of playing, is just seeing what names people come up with.
Oh, they come up with some wacky ones,
yes,
for sure. I mean, I just called mine Extra Crispy. I figured that's easy.
Dak to the Future for me. That was the last one I had.
Okay.
The last one I had was like looking for a fall guy after the Chris Carter comments.
Okay.
Which, by the way, do you know who unearthed the Chris Carter comments?
No.
It was me.
Really?
It was.
Attaboy. See, look at that. We do all kinds of stuff here on a Sunday morning. All right, with all that being said, we had to put together an Elf's Elite Eight like we did last year. And it's Elf's Elite Eight Fantasy Football Sleepers. So for those of you that are doing fantasy football, and I tend to think there's a whole bunch of you out there, welcome. How are you? Tell a friend. Thanks for listening to the show. And this is Mark Elfenbein's Elf's Elite Eight Sleepers. And you have to take it for what it's worth. So let's get started.
Number eight.
Number eight is a guy that you got a chance to peek at the other night, but I think you're going to get to peek at him a lot more as the season goes along. He is a wide receiver. He plays for the San Francisco 49ers. He's also a kick and punt return guy. And his father is the third base coach of my Houston Astros. Is Dante Pettis. Dante Pettis, wide receiver, kick and return, punt return, that kind of guy. The San Francisco 49ers. He is number eight in Elf's Elite Eight Fantasy Football Sleepers.
Number seven.
Number seven, I'm not a fan of this university, the college that he went to. Matter of fact, they're a gigantic rival. That would be the Aggies of Texas A&M. But I do believe that this guy is going to have a very nice season for the Arizona Cardinals. He is a big play monster waiting to happen. Wide receiver, kick return, punt return extraordinaire. Kind of getting the drift here, folks. Does multiple things. Christian Kirk of the Arizona Cardinals I believe he was, what, the 19th player picked in the draft, something like that, in the first round. But bottom line is, I have Christian Kirk, wide receiver, kick returner extraordinaire for the Arizona Cardinals. He is number 7 in Elf's Elite 8 fantasy football sleepers.
Number 6.
This team has been looked at as being on the downward slide, losing a lot of players, having a little bit of dissension, but they still have a really great quarterback in Russell Wilson, and they lost their running game, so they had to get a running game. And this guy was drafted by the Seattle Seahawks as a running back, and I believe he's going to have a very nice sleeper kind of a year. Rashad Penny, running back, Seattle Seahawks. Nobody's thinking about them. Nobody's thinking about him. Somebody's got to get the ball. And I'm just telling you, Rashad Penny can run. Did a hell of a job in college. I think he's going to have a nice season for the Seattle Seahawks. Rashad Penny is number 6 in Elf's Elite 8 fantasy football sleepers.
Number 5.
Think local flavor in college. He played his football at SMU, and that would be Southern Methodist University. He now plays for the Denver Broncos. I believe that Courtland Sutton is going to have a very nice year for the Denver Broncos. That means he's deemed a sleeper for your fantasy football. Wide receiver from SMU, now wide receiver for the Denver Broncos. Courtland Sutton is number 5 in Elf's Elite 8 fantasy football sleepers.
Number 4.
Well, he's on the Dallas Cowboys. Can you guess who it is? I loved it when they brought him on board. I think he's not going to be the number 1 guy thought of, but I think he's going to do what you want him to do in fantasy football, which is what? Score points? Right? Points, points, points. Tavon Austin. I think he's going to be that kind of guy. I don't know what he's going to get you per week, but I think he's going to be a sleeper. And the one thing he can do that you cannot teach is he can fly. I mean, you talk about, what was the little video that we saw this week with the little kid that was running the football and flag football? It was all over the place. Forgot the kid's name, and he must have been like 9 years old, 8 years old. And everybody's like, oh, my God, who did that kid remind you of? Tavon Austin. Because when I watched Tavon Austin of West Virginia, that's how he just carved up my Longhorns. And I just think he's going to be really, really a nice piece to the Dallas Cowboys puzzle. But Tavon Austin is number 4 in Elf's Elite 8 fantasy football sleepers.
Number 3.
Number 3. Cleveland Browns. You saw him the other night. If I'm not mistaken, he not only had one, but maybe 2 catches in the end zone. Is that possible? Out of the University of Miami, if I'm not mistaken, tight end David Njoku. The N is silent, if I'm not mistaken, right? Or they want me to say Njoku. I think it's just Njoku, right?
I think that's right.
N-J-O-K-U. I haven't checked my thesaurus lately, but I just think the guy's going to be fantastic. Baker Mayfield and the others have already found him. Big target, great hands, good speed. Fantasy football people, the Browns have to score some touchdowns. He will be in the end zone. Make a note of that. David Njoku, tight end, Cleveland Browns, number 3 in Elf's Elite 8 fantasy football sleepers.
Number 2.
Well, we don't like this team because they're in the NFC East. We also don't like this team because they won the Super Bowl, and that would be the Philadelphia Eagles. But the Philadelphia Eagles have done something that, you know, good teams do. They get better. And even though they have Zach Ertz, they drafted somebody that I know the Dallas Cowboys really wanted. They drafted Dallas Goedert, tight end. He's going to be very good. He's going to be very good. Dallas Goedert, tight end, Philadelphia Eagles, fantasy football sleeper. Mark it down. Put it in your back pocket. Dallas Goedert, tight end, Eagles, number 2 in Elf's Elite 8 fantasy football sleepers.
Number 1.
And number 1... This was a late addition, only because I was watching the other night, And I thought, oh, you know what? That's right. I think that I made a mistake. Number one is a rookie running back out of Auburn. He now plays for the Detroit Lions, and he has a great name, especially for running back. His name is Kerryon Johnson. Actually, he has two great names. The first name is great, and the second name is not too bad.
See, it makes sense to have a running back named Kerryon, but we have quarterback with the last name Rush. Yeah, nothing makes sense anymore.
It doesn't make a lot
just
of sense.
Let it go, Taylor.
But
it's okay.
Kerryon Johnson of the Detroit Lions. So, Elf's Elite Eight Fantasy Football Sleepers, number eight, Dante Pettis of the 49ers. Number seven, Christian Kirk of the Cardinals. Number six, Rashad Penny of the Seattle Seahawks. Number five, Cortland Sutton of the Denver Broncos. Number four, Tavon Austin of your Dallas Cowboys. Number three, David Njoku of the Cleveland Browns. Number two, Dallas Goedert of the Philadelphia Eagles. And number one, Kerryon my wayward Johnson. Number one for the Detroit Lions. I couldn't resist. Okay, so who am I missing? Who am I missing? This is why I always go to my guys.
So I think you're missing two Chiefs.
Two Chiefs?
Yes.
Sleepers?
Yes, sleepers.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes, I think.
Okay.
I think he's unproven. And then also, since he can throw the ball deep and can just simply throw the ball, I think Sammy Watkins is also due
Sammy
for a
pretty Watkins. Good year. Yeah. Sammy Watkins. Reminds me of Arsenio Hall and Coming to America. Okay, those are two. Taylor, who am I missing?
I actually really like your list, man. I can't think of anything else to add. I think you hit the nail on the head with Rashad Penny. Really like that one. And also Christian Kirk. Those are two guys I think are poised to have some pretty good years.
And here are some other names I had on my list. But a couple of them, Joe Mixon, he's not really a sleeper, so I had to take him off. But I think he's going to have a big year. I do think Michael Crabtree is quietly sitting in Baltimore going, because if I'm not mistaken, Michael Crabtree's caught, what, eight touchdowns or seven touchdowns the past three or four years? He will find the end zone. So, again, if you just, here's bonus coverage, Michael Crabtree, wide receiver, Baltimore. And then I had three other guys. Trey Burton, who was the all-everything at Florida, who threw the touchdown pass in the Super Bowl, is now the tight end for the Bears, if I'm not mistaken. And Mitch Trubisky just needed somebody. I'm just telling you, Trey Burton's pretty good. And they have a pretty good running game in Chicago. And they got a wide receiver or two. But Trey Burton of the Bears, I'm just telling you, keep an eye on him.
The tight end for the Packers.
Jimmy Graham?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, but he's not a sleeper. He's going to be
been off for a few years. I think he's going to make a big comeback.
If I'm picking tight ends this year, he's my number one, not Gronkowski. I just can't believe that the Patriots, and I know you love them, they're going to be 100% healthy, ready to go. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so Trey Burton of the Bears. Then a couple other guys. Nyheim Hines, running back, Indianapolis Colts, can flat out boogie. And look, Andrew Luck just came back and was okay throwing the football around. Andrew Luck does not want to get hit. Okay, so he's going to look at Mr. Hines and go, look, here, run. Little swing pass, little pitch out, little handoff, whatever it is. Nyheim Hines of the Indianapolis Colts. And I believe I have the team right here. Kid was local kid, went to USC. Ronald Jones, Tampa Bay, right? Isn't he on the Bucs? I'm pretty sure he is. But Ronald Jones, the kid from USC, is another guy that, again, just, you know, hey, fantasy football sleeper, put your fingers down. Get your pen, write his name down. There you go. You will thank me later because we nailed Mr. Thielen of Minnesota and Mr. Kamara of New Orleans last year. And I know none of you knew who Mr. Kamara was. So there you go. All right, that is Elf's Elite Eight Fantasy Football Sleepers 2018 special, I guess. Something of that nature.